Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Today on The View from Wayne America, it's our pleasure to visit with Gary Allen. Hello, Gary.
How are you?
I'm good. How's Gary today?
Doing good. Waking up in Wendover, Utah today.
Wendover, Utah. Wow. Gary, by the way, in case we haven't mentioned it yet, is going to be at the Wayne County Fair Saturday night. I see you're going to be actually playing in your hometown, too.
Yeah, that's coming up tomorrow. This is the La Mirada Theater. It's actually where I saw my very first concert when I was 12. I saw Ernest Tubb there, and I waited in the aisles after the show while he sat on the stage and signed autographs, and he signed an 8-track cassette for me, an 8x10, and a belt buckle that I still have.
Amazing. Yeah. Who would have known all those years ago?
Right.
All right. Well, yeah, you're a Southern California boy, but you didn't go the Beach Boys route and go surfing. You
ended up... I definitely was a surfer kid, but I definitely played country music at night with my family.
You ended up in the honky-tonks.
Yes.
Mention some of your early influences there.
Merle Haggard, Buck Owens, mostly the California guys. Dwight Yoakam, he was really life-changing. His record came out my senior year in high school, and that was super eye-opening for me.
Well, you've done okay with it.
Yeah.
All right. Where are you living right now, by the way?
I live in Hendersonville, just above Nashville. I live on a lake, Old Hickory. I just bought Conway Twitty's old house.
Really?
How wild is that?
It's an interesting world, a small world, I guess, we live in.
Yes, it is.
The latest album has been out for about a year now, and that's Ruthless, right?
Yes.
How's that been doing?
Been doing great. It's been fun to have some new music to play. We're playing four or five of those in the show, and then we're kind of sprinkling it with hits. So it's when you come see us, we'll give you a little bit off every record, mostly hits, and then a few new ones.
All right. Well, let's talk about the songs off Ruthless, the ones you do. I hope you do the one you co-wrote. That one I really liked. Pretty Damn Close.
Pretty Damn Close. You know, I haven't been playing that live, but I need to. We've been doing Ruthless, the title track. We've been doing Sex. That's a really clever song if you haven't listened to that one.
Well, the first single was Waste of a Whiskey Drink. You do that one?
We do. I love that song. Comes off really good live, too.
Well, tell me about that song. Where'd you find that one?
This was brought to me by my head of A&R. That came to me through my record label. And it's just a really clever song. It's about you're sitting there with a guy and he's thinking about hitting on this girl and you know this girl's a mess. So you're just telling him, hey, stop. That is a waste of a whiskey drink.
I know what you're thinking. 'Cause I overheard, bartender, what is she drinking? You're staring at her. I know she looks like heaven. Save yourself all the hell. Sit down at 7 and 7 and just drink it yourself. She's gonna climb in your car. She's gonna mess up your sheets. You're gonna give her your heart. You're gonna give her your key. She's gonna want you to change. She's gonna flirt with your friends. She's gonna string you along. Ruin your favorite song. What you do, I hope that you like the taste of salt, tequila, and lime. 'Cause you never taste Jack again without her on your mind. She's gonna climb in your car, she's gonna mess up your sheets. You're gonna give her your heart, you're gonna give her your key. She's gonna want you to change, she's gonna flirt with your friends. She's gonna string you along, ruin your favorite song.
Waste of a whiskey drink. Yeah, waste
her dress on the floor. She's gonna tell you she never felt like this before. She's gonna want you to change, gonna sleep with your friends. She's gonna string you along, ruin your favorite song. And it ends with you back at the bar where you are right now. No matter what you think, that's a waste of a whiskey drink. Yes, it is. That's a waste of a whiskey drink.
We are visiting with Gary Allen, who's coming to the Wayne County Fair this Saturday night. We are talking about his latest album, Ruthless.
And you say you do the title track, Ruthless.
Yes.
Well, tell me about that one.
Ruthless is a breakup song. Somebody that used to date somebody for a long time, and it seems like they show up wherever you are and ignore you and pretend like nothing happened, and you just feel like that is just ruthless.
You wear a narrow headdress like I never took it off. You got me looking at you, baby, like you never let me go. You knew that I would be here, but still that didn't stop you. Just like we never happened, how can you be so that just said goodbye? There ain't been enough time not to feel something. Well, you catch my eye, you look away, laugh with your friends, order a drink like it's nothing, just like we were nothing.
The song that ends the album, I see, is The Hard Way. How about that one?
Oh, we actually start off the show with Hard Way. So we're opening with that. I love that song. That's a song that a friend of mine, Matt Warren, brought me years and years ago. And we've just kind of just been looking for a place to put it.
Well, I was looking for my exit on the interstate sign, but the wind went and blew it down.
I took a wrong right turn about a half a mile back. My directions all spun around. Through the sideways rain and the love and the shame, watch the sunlight disappear. Then the sun's so black, said you'll never make it back till you do some hard time out here. God gave me the rain to wash away my pain and learn from bad mistakes I've made the hard way. The rain let up as I came to a stop right between two cotton fields. I saw a coal black crow in an old dead tree staring right back at me. Well, I wanted to surrender as my eyes went blind. The thunderbolt split the sky. I noticed I was headed down the same dirt road that Robert Johnson sang about. Well, God gave me the rain to wash away my pain and learn from bad mistakes I've made the hard way. Well, God gave me the rain to wash away my pain and learn from bad mistakes I've made.
Tunes from Matt Warren.
Yeah. He was one of the people that I first met when I came to town, and we go way back writing.
What is your process about choosing songs to record?
When I'm actually choosing songs, I'll put all the songs that I wrote, and then I'll go gather all the songs that my friends wrote in town, and I'll put them on a CD, and I'll just wear them out. And eventually, some of them you get sick of really fast, and some of them grow on you. To me, that's what gives an album depth, when you want to hear it more than once. You know, every song doesn't hit you the first time, but eventually you love everything on there.
Who are your favorite co-writers?
Probably Odie Blackman, Rivers Rutherford. I like the old cats.
Uh-huh.
You know, I used to love to write with Jamie O'Hara and Harley Allen and people like that. The new guys write to drum beats and tracks a lot of times, which I just can't relate to, so I'm more about let's sit down together with a piece of paper and a pen and a guitar.
Do you do more of the lyrics or the melody yourself?
I think I'm both. I write both at the same time. I usually have to come up with a hook first, and then we'll sit around and talk about whether we think there's enough meat on that to get a whole song, and then if so, you start piecing it together, and usually takes me 3 hours, 4 hours to put the whole thing together if I'm with the right people.
You mentioned you do several of the new songs in the show. Maybe Temptation might be another one?
Yeah, I am doing Temptation.
Okay, I'm a good guesser, I guess.
Yeah, you are. Those are the good ones on the record by far. Definitely the ones I wanted to play.
All right. There was a reason I picked that one. So tell me about Temptation.
Temptation, to me, that kind of has an Elvis-y groove to it. Really, really good beat and rhythm to it. It's about somebody that you used to date, but you're not with them anymore, but they're always going to be your temptation.
We don't talk, we don't touch. I ain't yours, you ain't my crutch. I don't get drunk and just drop by, but I almost do. Almost every night, always gonna be my weakness, the high I'll always crave. I'm over getting drunk on you, but I'm always gonna miss that taste. Always be that one mistake I gonna be almost making, even if I never cross that line. Always be my temptation, my temptation. Whiskey shot or Marlboro Red, instead of that phone laying by my bed, I could just have one, maybe two. I just can't stop once I start with you. Always gonna be my weakness, the high I'll always crave. I'm over getting drunk on you, but always gonna miss that taste. Always be that one mistake I gonna be almost making, even if I never cross that line. Always be my temptation. Gonna be my weakness, the high I'll always crave. I'm over getting drunk on you, but I'm always gonna miss that taste. Always be that one mistake I gonna be almost making, even if I never cross that line. Always be my temptation, my temptation. Just cause I'm never gonna give in to you. Don't mean I'm never gonna, never, never, never want to. Cause I'm never gonna, never gonna give in to you. Don't mean I never wanna, never, never want to.
Our guest again today, Gary Allen. He'll be at the Wayne County Fair Saturday night.
You have to do a lot of the hits. I mean, the crowd wouldn't let you get off the stage till you do that.
Yeah, that's pretty much how we make our set list. We pretty much write down all the songs that we have to do, and then I think every year I tell myself I'm going to redo the whole set list, but it only ends up being two or three songs that you can change because most of the people don't want to hear new stuff. They want to sing along with the hits, so I try to give them that.
Well, the first hit has to be special to you. Do you still do Her Man?
I do. I do that every day. I used to do it acoustically, and we just made it full band again. We just kind of rotate things like that. I guess that the songs that you have to play, we just try to make sure that we play them different every year.
I'm going to change my way of doing things around here. Well, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm going to get myself in gear. Cause I've got a woman who's better than most, and I've made a mess of her plans. Starting today, all I'm gonna be is her man. Cause I've been a wildcatter and a go-go-getter. Been an SOB right down to the letter. I've had misadventures, I've even got pictures. I'm even more than I can stand. But starting today, all I'm gonna be is her man. I'm gonna give it all back, cause all I've done is take. Well, I put her on the back burner while I was out on the make.
But I've got a woman who's good enough to give me a second chance again. And starting today, all I'm gonna be is her man. 'Cause I've been a wildcatter and a go-go-getter, been an SOB right down to the letter. I've had misadventures, I've even got pictures, I'm even more than I can stand. Starting today, all I'm gonna be is her man. I'm a little bit late, but I'm wising up, and now I'm taking her by the hand. Starting today, all I'm gonna be is her man.
That one, I know you weren't the first to record that song, but Waylon, didn't I see, recorded that before you?
Yes, sir. It's on a record called The Eagle, if you wanted to try to find it.
But he didn't put it out as a single.
No.
You're grateful for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, yes, I am. I tell you what, I listened to his version a couple of times, and I had to stop listening to it because I started singing it like him. He has that real, well, I'm going to change my way. very different than how I was doing it, so I had to stop listening to it so I'd get it out of my head.
All right. Well, let's see.
Your last number one,
a song that you you co-wrote, that was Every Storm Runs Out of Rain.
Yes. This is a song that was right after my wife passed, and I've always loved the sad songs. I love the He Stopped Loving Her Todays. I love the stuff like that, the heart-wrenching stuff of country music. And eventually, I had to stop writing like that. My manager told me that I was quoted in a magazine called Be the Master of Misery, and he said, you need to find a way to write lighter. So that was me in an attempt to write lighter. So I had written with Hillary Lindsay, and she taught me a lot. So that song, Every Storm Runs Out of Rain, every line in that is positive, but it insinuates something bad. And she taught me a lot about writing like that.
Well, so you're standing in the middle of the thunder and lightning. I know you're feeling like you just can't win, but you're trying. It's hard to keep on keeping on when you're being pushed around. Don't even know which way is up. You just keep spinning down, round, down. Every storm runs out of rain, just like every dark night turns into day. Every heartache will fade away, just like every storm runs out of rain. So hold your head up and tell yourself that there's something more. Walk out that door. Go find a new rose. Don't be afraid of the thorns, 'cause we all have thorns. Just put your feet up to the edge. Put your face in the wind. And when you fall back down, keep on remembering. Set you free. Every storm runs out of rain, just like every dark night turns into day. Every
some of the other big ones, Right Where I Need to Be. You still do that one?
I do. That's a must. That's the second song in the show. Yeah, and two of my favorite writers. I'm horrible when I try to think of somebody's name.
Casey Beathard and Kendall Marvel.
Yes, I write with both of them still, especially Kendall. Great, great friends.
There's a plane flying out of here tonight. Destination New Orleans. Boss man says my big promotion's on the line. He says that's right where I need to be. Lately I've been on the road more than I've been home. All this leaving her alone is killing me. And holding her right now has got me thinking more and more. This is right where I need to be. Where when I hear her, I can see her. I can smell her sweet perfume. I can feel her skin against me when I sleep. Miss her, I can kiss her anytime that I want to. Yeah, that's right where I need to be. Yeah, that's right where I need to be. Wow. There's a plane flying out of here tonight with an empty first class seat. 'Cause I finally got all my priorities in line. I'm right where I need to be. Where when I hear her, I can see her. I can smell her sweet perfume. I can feel her skin against me when I sleep. Where I won't miss her, I can kiss her anytime that I want to. Yeah, that's right where I need to be. Yeah, I'm right where I need to be.
That was the first song that Kendall wrote when he came to the town. And it became a number one, and he thought, well, this is going to be easy, and he realized it wasn't.
So, yeah, it's good to work with established guys and the new guys, too, I'll bet.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, the first number one was Man to Man. You mentioned Jamie O'Hara before.
Yeah, we lost Jamie during COVID, and I just learned that on the 25th of this month, we're going to have a sort of a celebration of life for him, and I'm going to go sing that song. I believe one of the judges is going to come in. The Judds are going to come in and do Grandpa. He wrote Grandpa by himself, and to hear a guy sing Grandpa is it's very different and very cool. In fact, I will probably cover that at some point and put it on a record just because of how cool I thought Jamie's version of it was.
Yeah, yeah. Jamie, of course, half of the O'Kanes with Karen King. Yeah,
yeah. Listen to you.
I've been doing this a long time.
Well, you're throwing around a lot of serious accusations. Ain't too hard to tell what you're insinuating. Well, you think I'm the one who stole her away. And if not for me, she'd still be yours today. We're both men here, so I play games. Why don't we call a spade, man to man? Tell me the truth, tell me. Were you ever there when she needed you, man to man? Look me in the eye, tell me. If you really loved her, why'd you make her cry? Man to man, well, who cheated who? You're the one to blame, tell me. Man to man.
just your wounded pride. What did you really think she was gonna do? She's a real woman, she's a real, not a doormat for you. But it's too late. Why don't we just cut to the chase, man to man? Tell me the truth. Tell me, were you ever there when she needed you, man to man? Look me in the eye. Tell me, if you really loved her, why'd you make her cry? Man to man, or who cheated who? You're the one to blame. Tell me it ain't true, man to man. Man to man, tell me the truth. Tell me, were you ever there when she needed you, man to man? Look me in the eye. Tell me, if you really loved her, why'd you make her cry?
That was on the All Right Guy album, and our office manager who answered the phone when you called, that title track is her favorite song. I don't suppose you do that one anymore, though.
I haven't been, but I love that song. I still see signs for it. I saw a sign of it for it last night up in the crowd.
Oh, well, you'll have to consider that at some point.
Yeah, we'll bring it back.
It's a fun song. The next album was produced another number one, Tough Little Boys, of course.
Yeah, we are doing that song, and I think I do half of that in the show. Quick melody of it, quick piece of it, just transitioning into the acoustic part of the show where I do The One and that song Sex on the new record.
I never once backed down from a punch. Well, I take it square on the chin. Well, I found out fast a bully's just that. You've got to stand up to him. So I didn't cry when I got a black eye. As bad as it hurt, I just grinned. But when tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again. Scared me to death when you took your first steps. Well, I'd fall every time you fell down. And your first day of school, I cried like a fool. And I followed your school bus to town. Well, I didn't cry when old Yeller died. At least not in front of my friends. But when tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again. Well, I'm a grown man, but as strong as I am, well, sometimes it's hard to believe how one little girl with little blonde curls can totally terrify me. If you were to ask, my wife would just laugh. She'd say, I know all about men. How tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again. Well, I know one day I'll give
stand there and smile. But when I get home and I'm all alone, well, I'll sit in your room for a while. Well, I didn't cry when old Yeller died, at least not in front of my friends. Born tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again. When tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again.
Nothing On But the Radio is from the same album.
Yeah, and that's Odie Blackman's song, and I definitely play that one.
I sure do hope this is a long night, 'cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes and fall in a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire. With every touch they're burning higher, two shadows dancing on the wall. With nothing on but the radio, feel the music playing soft and slow. Sleep here in the moonlight, entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together, two lovers dreaming of forever, and it just keeps on getting tender little kiss. Nothing on but the radio, feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio.
About your band, who you bringing along?
We switched it up a little bit over COVID. I have Anthony Rankin, a new guitar player. I have a new piano and key player. I lost my key player during COVID, John Lancaster, and now he's been replaced by Jeff Armstrong. And then I have another guitar player that replaced Justin Butler. And then the guys that have been with me for a while, I still have Levi Dennis on fiddle. I still have Larry Babb on drum, and on bass, I still have Brian Arsenal. So I got a lot of vets in there, and then three new guys.
And you've worked with lots of producers over the year. I think Mark Wright probably more than anybody.
Yeah, Mark Wright's the guy that originally signed me, and always a special place in my heart for Mark Wright. He's a big thinker. He has outstanding taste in music. He's also a songwriter and a player, which really helps when you're in there in the studio. His first number one was Today My World Slipped Away. I want to say that's a George Strait song, but I'm not positive. He wrote that when he was 18 at a church right when he got divorced. And he was also the head of A&R for RCA when he was like 22. So just buried into the business at a young age. Great guy. Big character. We're lacking big characters in country music, I feel like now. And he was definitely one of the big foghorn, leghorn. Boy, let me tell you how this is going to be.
Somebody's got to take charge, yeah.
That's right.
And you co-produce a lot of your stuff now, too.
Yes, yes, yes. I definitely have a lot of say in there.
And that probably wasn't true early in the career, I'm guessing.
Definitely not. Well, we argued for it. I think I fought a lot more than most people. Mark will tell you I was very stubborn, but Mark will tell you he appreciated me because he would bring me songs, and I would just say, I'm not saying that. That's not something I would say. It's not something I'm going to say. And so we could move on very quickly with songs. And I don't think it was a chip on my shoulder. It was more of I didn't know everybody wasn't doing exactly what they wanted to do because I wasn't from there. I had always made my music by myself in California. So the first time that I came out and people told me that I was going to do something a certain way, I thought, well, no, till it doesn't work my way, we're doing it my way, was always kind of my thought.
You were first signed to Decca, of course, which morphed into MCA, but now EMI. So you enjoying the switch?
I am enjoying the switch, but and I don't even know if I should be saying this right now, but I just asked off of EMI, and I'm going to start my own record label, and I'll be making a record for that.
Ah, sometime soon?
Yes, I'm looking for songs right now. We're just waiting for the final paperwork to be done, and yeah, I thought I'd be better off on my own.
Well, that's the decision many people have made, actually. It's not unusual.
Yeah.
All right, well, how's life going otherwise, besides the music career?
Fantastic. It just feels good to be back out. After this whole COVID spell, we had 465 days off. Not that I was counting, but it just feels good to be back on the road solid again.
I saw on your website you have a custom jewelry business now with your daughter.
I do. I went to jeweler school. It was a long time ago. Before I signed to EMI, we had completely ran out my 8-album deal with Universal Records, and we were thinking about going someplace else. So during that, while I couldn't record or anything, I went to jeweler school. I've always kind of wanted to be a jeweler. I've always been fascinated with watches and knives, and I learned how to set stones. I learned how to cast silver and gold, and that since become a business my daughter runs in my house. Well, so when I'm bored and I feel like getting away, I like to, go have a little scotch and go up there and carve wax and set stones. And something I really enjoy.
I know Susie Boggess does something similar.
I didn't know that.
When I talk to her, you should talk to her.
I will. Very cool.
All right. What about besides that daughter? You have other kids?
I do. I have three. So one of my daughter works for me as a jeweler. My other one is going to nursing school, and she works for a doctor at a rehab. And then my middle daughter goes to Colorado State University, and she wants to be a vet.
We love our kids.
We do.
Do you have a significant other right now?
I do. I'm actually engaged. My fiance's name is Molly Martin. And we have no date to get married, but we're probably just going to elope someplace.
All right. Does she travel with you at all?
She is. She's sitting right next to me here.
Oh, how about that? Well, say hi for me.
He says hey.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure visiting with you, Gary. Any other thing you want to mention before I let you go?
I think we got it all.
All right. Like I say, been good talking to you, and we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday night at the Wayne County Fair.
Me too. You have a great day.
Gary Allen again, our guest on The View from Wayne America.
We'll get in one more song before we leave you. A song Gary mentioned from his latest album, Ruthless, that they do in concert now. This is Sex.
It'll take you to a bar. It'll take you to the moon. When you're 2 months late, it'll take you to a church too soon. 17 says go, but the Bible says wait. In the back of a Chevy, it'll tell you that you're ready when you ain't. It turns love into drama. It turns girls into mamas. Yeah, that first time won't ever let you forget. Wouldn't be
just an S, just an E, just an X calling up in the middle of the night. Sometimes it's wrong, sometimes it's right. Even at its worst, it's still the best. Goes good with a record, goes good with the rain. If you can't get it, you can't get it off your brain. It'll break your heart, yeah, it'll start some gossip. And it'll one horse to small town, it'll keep you in the closet. It turns love into drama, it turns girls into mamas. Yeah, that first time won't ever let you forget. Wouldn't be here without it. We don't like to talk about it. Sometimes we spell it out. It's just an S, just an E, just an X calling up in the middle of the night. Sometimes it's wrong, sometimes it's right. Even at its worst, it's still the best. Get you drunker than the whiskey. It ain't always 50-50. All the day ain't made nothing quite like it yet. Yeah, sometimes it's in a hurry. Some people think it's dirty, but it comes off kind of flirty in a text. Yeah, X's and O's and birds and bees, I don't know much, but if you ask me, even at its worst, it's still the best. It's still the best. It'll take you to a bar, it'll take you to the moon.
The schedule again for Saturday night, presentation of Colors and Awards at 6:45, followed by Dylan Bloom at 7, Randy Houser at 8, Gary Allen at 9:30, Saturday night at the Wayne County Fair.
Been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.